I'm Carol Hills, and for Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The immigration package President Obama is poised to act on is highly controversial. We don't know the details yet, but the president is expected to use executive orders to protect as many as 5 million people from deportation, among them the undocumented parents and spouses of U.S. citizens. That describes Luciana from Norwalk, Connecticut. She asked us not to use her last name. Luciana's lived in the U.S. for 16 years but is still undocumented, and she has two young children, both American citizens. I asked her how being shielded from deportation would impact her life.
Unbelievable. I'll be able to go to school. I'll be able to give a better life for my children. Instead, they all the time keep looking over my shoulder.
In what way will it give you a better life? What will you be able to do in order to better provide for your children if this goes through?
I can go and apply and get a job in a place. I'll be able to drive a car without being scared. You know, I'll be able to do so many great things. I want to be equal.
What sort of work do you do now?
Right now, I work in a restaurant. It's nothing fancy. It's, you know, that food is my passion, and I like to pursue the career.
How did you get to the U.S. in the first place?
I got a visa for a tourist.
And so you came, and then you just stayed after your visa expired?
Yes, yes.
And had two children here?
Yes.
Now, have you talked to your kids about this? What do they think about this possible change?
Well, I try to not talk to them directly. What is the possibility if that happens? Or the possibility if we get deported? Or if the possibility of something bad happens? I don't talk to them about that. I just talk to them about how great this country is and how great the president could be doing better for all immigrants.
What's it been like to live all these years with the idea that you're here illegally and could be separated from your children at any moment?
It's scary. It's terrifying. It's very, very terrifying. I don't wish that in nobody. That's not an easy way to live. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I get very emotional about the subject because my kids are everything. And they have me just to provide for them. And I don't think that it could be even a dream of a child to be separated from their parents because of some law, you know, just because they are from a different country. I don't think that's fair. I don't wish that in our family. I don't wish that in my family. I don't wish that in anybody.
You've been here for 16 years. Do you consider this home?
Yes, pretty much. I love this country. I don't think I can even imagine how it will be life if I go back to Brazil.
Now, over the 16 years that you've lived here, have you ever worked with an immigration lawyer to try to get documented?
Yes.
And what happened with that?
And I always get the same result. Oh, you cannot do this, you cannot do that. Oh, you need money for this, you need money for that.
So the issue about getting properly documented has been one of money and being able to afford the legal help to make it happen?
Oh, of course, because I'm underpaid. I'm underpaid. I cannot get the job that is my dream. I can't provide correctly for my family.
What would your dream job be?
A pastry chef.
Luciana is from Brazil, and she's lived in the U.S. for the last 16 years as an undocumented resident. President Obama is expected to make a major announcement about immigration that would allow Luciana and millions of others to live here legally with her two kids, who are already U.S. citizens. Luciana, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much. I hope that I've been a great help, and I hope this gets to the ears of a president and make this thing happen because we, all the immigrant community, really need it.